You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text or call 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. And you also can visit our website to see our blog posts on all this information at DougHaldeman.com, D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com.
Now, earlier you said you were going to talk to us about convexity, selling and buying. So I'm vexed and perplexed, all of the above. So can you kind of help us out with this? What's going on?
All right. So do we need an Urban Dictionary to find, you know, figure out what this means?
Yes.
This is a little bit of a complicated topic that I was, you know, was a little bit perplexed on whether I even wanted to talk about this on the air, because I don't want to talk above people's heads, but I think it's good for people to get some education on some more complex topics. So we've watched interest rates go up over the last few weeks. And when interest rates go up, what that means is that Fannie Mae bonds is probably the best indicator of them. You know, when Fannie Mae sells bonds, the prices of those bonds, the yields on them, is what's going to determine your interest rates. Okay. So what we get is convexity selling and buying. So the buyers of these bonds are typically these bond funds. And what you get is these portfolio managers in these bonds have to state their objective of the bond. Okay. When they state their objective, they'll say, like, this is a medium to long-term bond, or this is a long-term bond fund. And they state their objective. That way, investors know when they buy that bond what to expect on it, because the longer term the investment, then the greater the return needs to be.
Right.
The shorter term the bond, the lower the return that they're willing to accept.
It's just measuring. It's like a measurement tool, basically, of your risk.
Right. So when they state that objective of the duration of the bond, okay, it's going to be an average. So even though, like, Fannie Mae bonds are frequently going to be 30-year bonds in most cases, they have 15-year bonds too, but let's just take the 30-year pool of bonds. Does that mean that the investor's money is going to be out there for a full 30 years? Okay, and the answer is no. It doesn't mean they're going to be out there for 30 years, because people refinance.
Okay.
People end up selling their house.
It's true.
So the duration of the bond on average, when you're looking at a big pool of them, isn't going to be 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Some will stay out there for 30. Some will come off the books faster.
So what are people going to be more attracted to?
Well, it depends on what the intention of that bond fund is.
Okay.
So what happens is, when we see an interest rate, you know, when interest rates end up going up, okay, so with the interest rates going up, what that means is that fewer people are going to end up refinancing, because interest rates go up.
Right.
And if fewer people refinance, then that increases the duration of their average bond in their pool. Okay. So if that increases their duration, then they have to find some way to shorten the duration on some of their bonds. So they have to sell a bunch of bonds in their portfolio to shorten that average duration.
So how let's
and that's where the term convexity buying or convexity selling. Right now we're getting convexity selling, which happens when interest rates start to go up. So then it exacerbates itself, because they start to go up, they sell even more bonds to shorten that duration.
So I guess, okay, so let's think of the solution. So what would be the solution to this? What would be the best medicine for it?
Okay, well, one of the best medicines would be a Fed rate hike.
Okay.
And that sounds like a dirty word to a lot of people, but how many people that are close to retirement are perplexed, okay, because they're not getting any return on their investment.
Right.
There is no return on CD rates. The Fed funds rate's been near zero for like 6 or 7 years now, long period of time. So right now, they need to curb off inflation, because I have a prediction that we are going to see inflation start to tick up. And if the Fed would hike rates, then the market would like that, because inflation is gonna go down. And the market, you know, the market has taken matters into its own hands right now, because investors have to be compensated for this rising inflation. So it erodes their return on